This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Four people have died and three others required liver transplants after eating the aptly named death cap mushroom that is proliferating in California following a rainy winter. The California Department of Public Health is urging people to avoid mushroom foraging altogether this year because death cap mushrooms are easily confused with safe, edible varieties. Since November 18th, there have been more than 36 cases of death cap poisonings reported. Many who sought medical attention suffered from rapidly evolving acute liver injury and liver failure. Several patients required admission to an intensive care unit. Patients have ranged in age from 19 months old to 67 years old. The death cap mushroom is one of the most poisonous mushrooms in the world and is part of a small group of mushrooms containing amatoxins, which are highly potent compounds causing 90% of fatal mushroom poisonings globally. The mushrooms grow in city parks and in forests, often under oak trees. The death cap mushroom resembles many fungi varieties from around the world that are safe to eat, and it changes in appearance in different stages, going from a brownish-white cap to a greenish cap. In a typical year, there are between 2 and 5 death cap poisonings. Warm fall temperatures coupled with early rains are leading to a kind of super bloom of death cap mushrooms in California this year. Eating even a small amount of a death cap mushroom can be fatal, and experts warn that a mushroom's color is not a reliable way of detecting its toxicity, and whether the death cap variety is raw, dried, or cooked does not make a difference. Death cap mushroom poisoning can cause stomach cramping, nausea, diarrhea, or vomiting within 24 hours after ingesting the toxic mushroom, and a person's health situation can quickly deteriorate after that. Early symptoms may also go away within a day, but serious to fatal liver damage can develop within 2 to 3 days. Foragers nationwide are cautioned about correctly identifying mushrooms before consuming them. When in doubt, don't eat. Bozeman hikers and bikers can continue to use an easement to access the Stone Creek Trailhead northeast of town, but they'll no longer be able to park along a mile-long section of the road that connects the trailhead to Bridger Canyon Road. Judge Dana Christensen, a federal district court judge based in Missoula, ruled on January 22nd that Lazy J Ranch cannot put a gate across Stone Creek Road to prevent the recreating public from using a road that cuts across 1.2 miles of its land. Judge Christensen also ruled that the Forest Service must post and maintain signs specifying that driving, parking, camping, and walking dogs off-leash off the road are prohibited. The ruling stems from a 2023 lawsuit in which the Lazy J Ranch asked the Forest Service to install a gate across Stone Creek Road to prevent damage to fencing and signs, off-leash dogs from disturbing livestock, and vehicles parked on the side of the road from restricting the ranch's ability to move cattle. Alex Leon, executive director for the Public Land Water Access Association, called the ruling a mixed bag, saying he's glad the public can continue to travel Stone Creek Road to access the Bangtail Mountains, but he said he's frustrated that the court has limited their use of the road to the width of the roadway plus 3 turnouts, not the full 60-foot width outlined in the easement. The definition of highway, road, and roadway played key roles in Judge Christensen's ruling. The Forest Service pointed to a section of Montana law that defines highway to include rights of way or other interests. The Lazy J Ranch highlighted a different section of Montana law, where roadway is defined to mean the portion of a highway that is improved, designed, or ordinarily used for vehicular travel, basically the pavement itself. Judge Christensen concluded that the easement itself doesn't include the word road and that the most appropriate definition is the plain, ordinary meaning of the word road. That definition, he wrote, does not support activities that extend the scope of the easement, such as camping or recreating with dogs off-road. The Forest Service has until late March to decide whether to appeal the ruling. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.